inyan, the mitzvah, the inyan of visiting Eretz Yisrael, walking in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Someone at the end of Shir the other day asked, let's say we hold like the Ramban, which seemingly we do, the mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So what about to buy an apartment here? What about to visit? Is there any mitzvah? Okay, it might not be the mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but what about to visit Eretz Yisrael? Let's say you're in yeshiva right now. You're being the kind of mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael right now for this year that you're living here. So there are a lot of things that need to sort of be pinned down that we don't have exact clarity on. Like, let's say you live here 6 months of the year and you live in Kutzart 6 months of the year. So you are Mekayim Mitzvah, you're not Mekayim Mitzvah. Let's say you live here. Like, you're Mekayim Mitzvah every second that you're here. You're Mekayim Mitzvah once. Like, once you get your two dot zuchut, you're Mekayim Mitzvah. Like, how do you define being Mekayim Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Let's say I live here for 1 year. No, that's not enough. Okay, how about 2 years? How about 5 years? How about 10 years? Let's say I live here for 30 years and then I go live in. So I was Mekayim Mitzvah, I wasn't Mekayim Mitzvah. No, you're Mekayim Mitzvah once you live there. Okay, so let's say I come for a week and I live in the David Citadel Hotel for a week, and I take a hotel room, and I live in Eretz Yisrael for a week. So maybe I was Mekayim Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Settled here for a week. So there's a lot of things that need to be pinned down and to be clarified, but what I'd like to talk about now is the inyan of coming to Eretz Yisrael or being Metayel in Eretz Yisrael. Did you write on here? So, let's begin with the pasuk in Bereishis. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, "Kum eshalech ba'aretz la'arkal l'rachva," because this is the land that I am giving to your children, to your generations after you. Shem tells Avram to walk in the land of Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban, commenting on this pasuk in Bereishis Yud Gimel, the Ramban suggests two pshatim in this pasuk. Pshat number one is that this pasuk is a rishus. What does that mean, it's a rishus? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avraham Avinu, you're going into Eretz Yisrael now, the whole thing is yours, you can walk anywhere you want. Oh, there are goyim here that are going to kill you, I'll protect you. There are wild animals, I'm going to protect you. Kum eshalech ba'aretz is like an invitation. Welcome to my land, you know, like when you're a babysitter. You know, make yourself at home, take something from the fridge. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Avraham Avinu. Kum eshalech ba'aretz. Make yourself at home here. Go wherever you want. You want to go up north, you want to go down south. That's it. It's rishus. That's shot number one in the Ramban. Then the Ramban says, but it could be that it's a mitzvah. It's a commandment. Now, why does he say it could be? Why does it sound like he's shying away from this pshat a little bit? Part of the reason it sounds like he's shying away from it is that the first thing that we... If Hashem tells you to do something and it's a mitzvah, what do you think you would do right away? You would go and do the mitzvah. But interestingly, if when you look in the psukim, so Hashem says, Yud Gimel Yud Zayin, Kum eshalech ba'aretz la'arko l'rachba ki l'cha etnenu. I gave it to you, so go ahead. So what should the next pasuk be? Vayashkim Avram Baboker, and he went on a tour. He got a tour bus and he went on a tour all over Eretz Yisrael. No, what's the next pasuk? Vayel Avram. So Avram set up his tent and he set up his tent. He like placed himself in one place and he lived in Eilonei Mamre in Hebron and he built him his beach. So Hashem says, "Oh, wake yourself at home." So right when the babysitter, when they say that to the babysitter, the baby says, "Oh no, thank you very much," and then they just like sit down on the couch. But some babysitters say, oh yeah, okay, great, thank you. And what's the first thing they do? They go to the fridge, and they go upstairs to the jacuzzi, and then they go downstairs to the ping pong table. You know, you told me to make myself at home, I'll make myself at home. But in the psukim, Avram doesn't make himself, he doesn't go around. What does he do? He says, okay, thank you very much. And then he sets up his tent, builds him his beach, and he hunkers down. He sets himself, he's koveya himself. So it's a little bit strange. If this was really a mitzvah, so it doesn't sound like he's following the mitzvah. So the Ramban says, if this is a mitzvah, that he's supposed to go and be machzik b'matana, to make a kinyan on the matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. So he realized he didn't do it right away. How does he know he didn't do it right away? Seemingly from the next pasuk. He didn't do it right away. But don't worry, because throughout his life he did do it. Meaning, keep reading, and read about Avram's life, and you'll see he went down to Mitzrayim, so that means he went down north, south, and then he goes up north, and he goes east, and he goes west. By the end of his life, he did it. Meaning, even if it's a mitzvah, it wasn't a mitzvah that he had to do right away. It was a mitzvah throughout his life to go and to be machzik in all of Eretz Yisrael. What does this mean to be machzik in all of Eretz Yisrael? So the Ramban writes earlier in Parshas Lech Lecha that whenever a nevuah is given, you find the Nevi'im do something physical in order to bring the nevuah into, to concretize a nevuah. What does that mean? If someone says, like, you know, I really would like you to use my pool. I've got a great pool, Shlomo, so whenever you want, use the pool. So if you want to make sure that this really happens, what do? You go that day and you start using the pool. Because that way everyone in my family knows, oh yeah, okay, he's allowed to use. If you like don't show up and then like 3 years later you show up and you're like, oh, I want to use the pool now, I'll be like, what are you talking about? So that's on a very basic level. But it's true on a spiritual level as well, that the Nevi'im often did something physical as a sort of sign that the Nevuah is already started to come into reality. Because once that happens, it's key, like there's a rule, that once that happens, once it's already started to materialize, it can't be undone. And therefore you find the Nevi'im doing things, throw a rock, or write a name on something and burn it, something that brings fruition, brings the materialization of the Nevuah. So too with Avram. Avram was promised, you're going to get the whole land. So go and be machzik. Be machzik already in the land. Go make a kinyan in the land in order so that the nevuah kilu has already began to materialize. So before we continue, I'll just note this very interesting pshat of Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai is so bothered by the fact that Avram Avinu doesn't immediately go and make this kinyan, like Hashem told him to, that he understands that the whole pasuk of Kumas Aleich Baretz, he explains all of it on a much more philosophic level. And he says that to walk, halicha, is associated with the intellect. B'salechecha tancha osach, we say in a siyum, we quote the pasuk, that when you walk, so the Torah will accompany you. That halicha means to use your mind and to learn Torah and to philosophize about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and about life. So Kumas Aleich Baretz was a commandment, but not to physically take bailus over the land, but a commandment to Avram Avinu to use his mind and try to perceive the Bria. So Kumas Aleich Baretz is not talking about Eretz Yisrael per se even. It's talking about go out into the world and study the world and try to get a deeper appreciation for the world and come to a greater Yediyah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're told. And then sure enough, what does it say in the next pasuk? That Avram set up a tent, meaning like a base medrash, and he sat and he learned. He built a mizbeach, meaning, you know, people who travel all over the place and people who have, they're all over the place, you know, both like in their heads and physically in their bodies. So like, you can't sit and learn and do things deeply because you're always moving, move on to this, move on to that. But I always say like, you know, I myself have like a little bit of like intellectual ADD. Like, I can't sit on one thing for a long time. I learn one thing, then I jump to something else, and I jump to a new book, and I don't finish that book, and it's not a good thing. It's better to be focused and to be able to do something deeply. And so Hashem is not telling him to go and travel. He's saying, don't travel. Sit down and use your head to learn Kumas Aleich Baretz. And that's why the next pasuk says that he set up his tent, and he sat, he built him his bayach, and he engaged himself in serious learning and thought. But be that as it may, the pashup shot is like the Ramban, that Kumas Aleich Baretz means go out into the land. Either it's rishus, you can, or it's a mitzvah to go. This is actually quoted in the Gemara in Baba Basra, and Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Baba Basra is a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol and the Chachamim. And the Gemara, the sugyas there in Baba Basra, are talking about making a kinyan on karka. So how do you classically make a kinyan on karka? You do a chazaka. How do you do a chazaka? The Gemara says, no, Gadol Uparat, you have to... You put up a fence around it, or you put a lock on the. You have to do something mashmoti, something meaningful that makes a real change in the karka. So Gemara says, okay, but what about there's a lashon in the Gemara one place, daish al mitzarea to walk on its borders. Gemara brings up the question: can you be kona karka through walking on it? So Rabbi Eliezer says yes, and what's his raya? Kumas Aleich Baretz. That's how Avram Avinu was kona Eretz Yisrael. And the Chachamim respond and say, what? There's no raya from there. You have to do a real chazaka. You have to plant something. You have to turn over the land. You have to plow. You have to do a real chazaka on the karka. Oh, so what about Avram? Avram wasn't making a kinyan. Rather, the lashon of the Gemara was that Avram was doing it. Let me read the. I don't have the Gemara here. The Gemara says that Avram was doing it mishum chavivusa d'aretz Yisrael. He was doing it as an expression of chiba for Eretz Yisrael, of love of Eretz Yisrael. That's why he was commanded to do it. Let's get the exact lashon. Gemara says, "Mishum chavivusa de Avram hu de ka'amar le hachi kidei shia noach lichbosh lifnei banav." So perhaps what it means is a chavivus for Avram, not for Eretz Yisrael. Chavivus for Avram. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avram Avinu, go ahead, kumis halach baretz. Why? So the Mefarshim, the Ritva here, the Rashbam on the Alatar, the Rashbam right here, the Rashbam says, that way, if you already walk on it, when we come back to take it away from the Zayin Amimim, it's not like, you know, who are you? What do you mean, who am I? I was here already. Look, I'll show you the picture. I'll show you the selfies. I walked here. I walked here. I walked there. My family was here a long time ago. Avram already walked. Oh, you have like your little kfar someplace? Avram was here already. Don't think that, you know, we're just showing up now. So we shouldn't think that we're gazlanim. And also, lo yerushus l'satan l'katrek v'lo pischon pen l'baal midas adin. That's the idea I was saying before from the Ramban by myself, Simon Labonim, from Lech Lecha. That once Avram already sort of starts the process, it's not a real kinyan. Rabbi Yezer says, oh, you see from Avram, it's a kinyan. The Chum say, no, it's not a real kinyan. But it's a haschol, it's a kinyan. And therefore, no, the Satan can never be makatreg against Klal Yisrael and say, no, they really shouldn't get Eretz Yisrael. Because we'll say, well, what do we shouldn't get? We got here. It's too late, buddy. Too late. We already got it. Avram was already here. Oh, but it's not a real kinyan? Okay, but he started. We just have to finish up what Avram started. But you're right, it's not al pi halacha. So in the sugyim of Abbas, when they want to know, do you make a real kinyan through walking? Rabbi Eliezer says yes, the Chachamim say no. Okay, but if you say no, then what was Avram doing? So Avram was creating a bond to the land, even if it wasn't a formal kinyan. And all of this, I think, very beautifully connects to the Gemara in Ksubis, back to Kufyat Aleph and Ksubis, where the Gemara there darshan's a pasuk from Sefer Yeshayo. The pasuk from Sefer Yeshayo. The Sefer Yeshayo says, Nosein neshama la'amalel. He gives neshama to the nation which is upon it. V'ruach l'hochim la, and a spirit to those who walk upon it. And from there, the Gemara learns, it says that Hashem gives a spirit to ones who walk upon it, as opposed to the am aleha. So the Gemara says, "Kol mahalich dalad amos peretz Yisrael muftach lushu ben olam haba." Anyone who walks dalad amos in Eretz Yisrael, it's muftach that he's a ben olam haba. Now, what does that mean? It means that you can do all the chatam in the world, and as long as you walk in Eretz Yisrael, you get. So obviously, it doesn't mean that. The question is this a simon or is this a siba? What do I mean by that? Is it a siba? Like if you, it's like let's say the mashalah adavat over. The Gemara says in brachos, beginning of brachos. Anyone who says Tefillah L'David, Ashrei, three times a day, is Muftach Lo Shu Ben Olam Haba. So what? It means that if you say Ashrei, you could do all the sins. Oh, hold on a second, just hold that cheeseburger. Let me just have to say Ashrei one more time today. And then you go to Olam Haba? Obviously not. So what does it mean? It's not a Siba. It's not if you do X, then you get Y. It's a Simen. Someone who is saying Ashrei three times a day is the type of person who's probably going to Olam Haba. Because look, someone who spends three times a day saying Ashrei every single day, muftach, oh, it's this must be a ben olam haba. Because a non-ben olam haba, he's spending his day doing this and doing that and doing all lots of bad things. But a ben olam haba, what's he doing? So someone who, instead of their vacation, instead of going to Cancun, he's going to Eretz Yisrael and he's walking down Amos in Eretz Yisrael, oh, he must be a ben olam haba. I mean, look where he goes for his vacations. Look what he's doing with his time. So whether you learn it as causative, No. Let's learn it literally. If you walked out Amos, you get Olam Haba. It's one way to learn it. There's some kashas we would have to address then. Or if it's a simin, but what you certainly see is that there's a tremendous mila to walking Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael. Kol ha-mahalich Dalet Amos Eretz Yisrael muftach lushu ben Olam Haba. There are those, there's a more modern iteration of this principle, and that is that anyone, that every new Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael is like a special, there's a special milot then. There are all these stories about Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld and the Chazon Ish. Stories about how when they had an opportunity to walk, they would get off the bus and to walk Dalet Amos, and or a new Dalet Amos if they went to a new area. So I'm not sure exactly all about all these different versions of it, but the way that Chazal bring it down is that anyone who walks Dalet Amos is Muftach Lushu Ben Alam Abba. And I read in a few places, I couldn't find the original Makar, but I read in a few places quoting from the Arizal. We know that in the structure of the neshama, or the structure of a person's spiritual side, there's three parts: naran, nun, resh, nun, nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Three different levels to the spiritual side of a person. The most basic level is the nefesh, the next level is the ruach, and the highest level is the neshama. Those are all within what we refer to as the neshama. Ruach, nefesh, ruach, neshama. So if you look at the pasuk, it's interesting. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nosein neshama la'am aleha, to the am that's on the land. They get the highest level. But he gives a ruach to those who are hochimba. Meaning, even if you're not zochet to live there, at least if you walk Dalet Amos, so at least you get ruach. You don't get the highest level. You don't get neshama. Neshama is for the am aleha. But the ruach is at least given to one who's hochimba. And that's the makar that from the Gemara there in Kufiyat Aleph in Subis, they call him Alech Dalamos, is Muftach L'Shubayin Olam Abba. The truth is that this, the Rambam does paskin in Mishneh Torah, in Hilchos Malachim, that's right. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, now, every once in a while, the Rambam does wax poetic in Mishneh Torah. But the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, in Parakeh of Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam quotes this Lahalacha. This is a Rambam principle even. Kol Mahalik, even one who walks Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael, like Avram, like the Zayda did, like Avram, anyone who walks Dalet Amos is Muftach Lushu Ben Olam Abba, the Rambam writes. And this principle even has a manifestation in straight up halacha. Meaning not a line in the Rambam with the Rambam. The Rambam there is saying how great Eretz Yisrael is, and he says, the Chachamim spoke so highly about Eretz Yisrael, for one who lives in Eretz Yisrael, and even, right, this is what I brought up the other day, like, on the one hand, we're trying to argue that, the Magen Gilas Esther is trying to argue that there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, if you look at Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam says it's also to leave Eretz Yisrael, and he says there that the Chacham spoke in very flowery lashon about a person who lives in Eretz Yisrael. The Mashmos, the Rambam's talking about nowadays, he's not talking about Bizman HaMashiach. And there, the Rambam quotes and says, anyone who walks Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael is Muftach Loshu Ben Olam Abba. Or I don't know if he says Muftach Loshu Ben Olam Abba. Is he saying Muftach Loshu Ben Olam Abba? I think he quotes the whole Maimer Chazan. Now, there is a place in Halacha where this manifests itself. The Shulchan Aruch and Reish Mem Ches, and Arachayim Reish Mem Ches, Shulchan Aruch talks about the dinim of going on a boat on Shabbos. You definitely can't go onto a boat on Shabbos and leave on Shabbos. People who go on cruises for more than a week, so they have to ask above Shilas about what they do on Shabbos, because they're going to be on a boat on Shabbos. Etzem being on a boat on Shabbos is not necessarily the problem. But there is a discussion about when you're allowed to leave for a cruise. And this is a real question. Halacha l'maisa, when are you allowed to leave for a cruise? So the halacha paskins, you can't leave 3 days before Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, your cruise needs to leave before Wednesday. But says the Shulchan Aruch that if you're going with Dvar Mitzvah, for instance, to go to Eretz Yisrael, so then you're allowed to leave even closer to Shabbos. The Derabbanan concern, or the concern of leaving too close to Shabbos, gets pushed off if you're going with Dvar Mitzvah, for instance, if you're going to Eretz Yisrael. So on the spot, the Mishneh Berurah comments and says, Yesh Omrim, what does it mean that you're going to Eretz Yisrael? It means you're moving there. Meaning, why is this cruise a mitzvah? Because I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, what mitzvah is it to go to Eretz Yisrael? So Mishneh Berurah says, Yesh Omrim, it means that you're going to move to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so it's a mitzvah. The Ramban, Sefer HaMitzvos, it's a mitzvah. But then he says, but there are those who say, even if you're not going, you're only going to visit, it's still a mitzvah. Why? Because the Gemara in Ketubah says, Kol Mahalech Dalet Amos, Eretz Yisrael, Muftach Lushu Ben Olam Abba. So the Mishneh Berurah is really coming from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is learning that that's even called a mitzvah, to walk Dalet Amos. You might say, it's not a mitzvah. It's just, again, is it a mitzvah like it's on the list of Tariq mitzvahs? No, that's not what we mean. What we mean is that to walk Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael is a Dvar mitzvah, ad k'dei kach, that al pi halacha, it allows you to leave on a cruise even within 3 days of Shabbos. So fascinating. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that as a real halachic ramification of this din of Kol Mahalik Da'alavos Pesha Sarabim Be'eretz Yisrael is Muftach Lusha Ben Olam Haba. I'm just going to conclude with a very interesting. I think it's interesting not only for the Eretz Yisrael Hashkafa, but Hashkafa in general about how we use our time and how we're supposed to look at the world. A very fascinating tshuva to the in Shabbos and Tshuva's Torah Lishma, which is from the Ben Ishchai. He signs it with a pen name, but it's from the Ben Ishchai. And the Ben Ishchai was asked by someone who moved to Tzfat, and he heard about a beautiful, amazing, lush orchard of fruits. It's a couple of hour hike from Tzfat to get there, but it's still in Eretz Yisrael. And he says the fruits there are world renowned for their how tasty they are and how luscious they are. So he wants to know. He doesn't want to know if it's a mutter. He's asking a much harder question. He wants to know. He's trying to be a chassid. It doesn't mean like a chassidish chassid. He wants to be like a person who really lives derech chassidus. He wants to live the most ideal existence. So he asks, does this go against my striving to live the ideal existence if I would take a few days to hike the many hours to get to this orchard and to stay there for a day or two enjoying the fruits of Eretz Yisrael? Right? So is this an appropriate thing to do? And is this me compromising my striving to live the most ideal life of Avodas Hashem? So amazingly, the Ben Ishchai responds and says, quotes a Gemara about certain Amoraim that traveled to eat the peros of Ginosar. And he writes, and I think this is a very important Hashkafic point, as I said, he writes that he doesn't think there's a problem at all with this. And he says that, but it's all dependent on your kavanos. He says, clearly the Amoraim and the Gemara were going to eat the peros of Ginosar. They were doing that in order to have an appreciation and a chibuv, to develop their love, or to further develop their love of Eretz Yisrael, and to be lehodos HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the amazing fruits of Eretz Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And he says, therefore, and he says, it seems like from your question that you're the type of person who has the right kavanos. He says, and therefore, if you go with that kavana to appreciate Eretz Yisrael, and to appreciate the gift of Eretz Yisrael, so then, with those kavanos, I don't think that this is compromising at all your ideals of chassidus that you're striving for. And that we just spoke about also gives a little bit of religious significance to the day as well. That if we go into it with an attempt to appreciate Eretz Yisrael, you know, the idea that you'd be able to walk unharmed, you know, when you walk through Shar HaGai, someone can ask a waxman about the new museum that they just put up at Shar HaGai, which was where they used to have to break through the siege to get into Yerushalayim. You know, the Arabs would be posted in the mountains there, and they would come through this little pass, and they would get slaughtered. You know, they would try to send in a group of shayarot, caravans, hoping that at least one would get through to bring supplies to Yerushalayim. Anyone who was one of those caravan drivers knew that there's a good chance he's going to get killed by attempting. So the idea that the zchus that we have, that we could just walk unharmed, you can just walk to Yerushalayim, is something that your grandparents and your great-grandmother and your great-great-grandmother and your great-great-grandmother davened for, dreamed about, and didn't have the opportunity to do. So if you go on the hike with the attitude of like, I'm doing this for Chavivos Eretz Yisrael, to be able to appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, so then there is that's giving some religious significance. This is not just, you know, 15 hours of like a tiyul, but it's more like the tiyul that this person who asked the Ben Ishchai in Tzfat 150 years ago, I see it in a similar category to what he was doing. Everyone have a